go?
I think so. It's a 90.
We're good to go.
Okay.
I'd like to call the Bethel Township Board of Trustees workshop meeting on December 6th at 9 a.m. to order. We have guests. Camera, did you have anything?
Nope.
Did you have something to bring before us?
I wanted to speak about an incident that happened on Friday.
Okay.
Can you give your name and address?
My name is Christian Puente Sanchez. Address is 8140 East State Route 571, New Carlisle, Ohio 45344.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm the owner of Taqueria Los Puentes number 1.
Thank you.
So, I just wanted to speak about an incident that I had on Friday. Miss Julie Reese came out to our property, you know, and she came out and what we did, she came and told us what we did, and that was not correct.
What did you do?
We set up our food truck out on our property.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little bit of research and I couldn't find anything that didn't specify if we could or couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
We went ahead and set up our food truck. I figured, mm-hmm. I'm the property owner, I'm the business owner.
Uh-huh.
So she came out and told us that, told my mother, my father that was there, my dad was just helping, that, it wasn't allowed. But based on what my mother and my father said, she didn't present herself very nicely. She didn't say who she was from the beginning, and I guess she was very rude towards my parents. She was asking people to leave.
Asking people to leave that were on your property?
On our property,
yes,
ma'am.
And when I asked her to leave, she said no, that she could stay there and she had a right, and she was on the phone. Mind you, it was 6 o'clock, it was dark, it was cold.
In the evening?
Yeah, I was carrying a baby and I was asking her, please, you need to go. Like, I'm asking you, you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit I was rude, but I was frustrated at the fact that my parents had asked her multiple times, please leave, respectfully, asking her to leave. She wouldn't leave. So I was like, I'm going to ask you to leave, please. She was as well recording, and I asked her, can you please not record? And she's like, I have the right to record if I want to. Multiple times she was asked to leave the property because it is a private property. She wouldn't. She stayed there till everyone left.
And
how many people were there?
It was like three.
And we have witnesses, if you guys want witnesses as well. You know, they're willing to come and talk about this situation. Like I said, we did, yes, I will be up front, and we did do wrong.
Okay, so I just want to stop you right there.
Okay.
I'm actually not sure that you did. I don't see selling food on your property. Excuse me, I'm still talking. As any different than having a garage sale or a plant sale. If you did it every day, definitely an issue. But I'm not sure that that's actually outside of our code. I definitely would like to talk to the prosecutor about
okay.
it, but it's a sale of things that you are making, and I don't really see how that's different than a garage sale or a estate sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side of that, we do have estate sales. We have big auctions that, when somebody dies, and then they bring food trucks in, and that's a thing. And I don't know, do they get a permit before they do those auctions?
Not necessarily, but as far as the food truck goes, it's not that we have anything prohibiting it. We just don't have anything supporting it either.
Okay.
So,
but there's nothing prohibiting it.
Well, talking to Andy, he says it's just kind of been one of those things that's never been allowed. But as far as...
Okay, but in my recollection, nobody's ever asked us if they could do it, correct?
I've never had anybody ask.
Yeah.
Me as well.
And I would... go ahead, sorry.
No. I'm just thinking that that's probably a question for the prosecutor to... actually look at more closely. We can ask Chris. But I if it was, let's just go back to, if it was a zoning violation, we as township trustees and can report it to our zoning inspector or administrator, which is Mike. That's how we've always done it. I can think of 10 zoning violations right now in the township that I've passed on to Mike. You guys have passed on to Mike. We don't go there. I don't go knock on somebody's RV that's in their backyard and say, hey, are you living here? You need to get out. I don't know what you, why you felt you were responsible or needed to go do that on a Friday night. Was somebody in danger, or was it?
She did
let me know when it's my turn to talk.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm asking you a question.
Okay, so I'm going to back up a little bit because what they said was not entirely truthful. Okay. I identified myself from the minute I was standing there. I told them I was a township trustee. Now, there is a bit of a language issue mm-hmm. that you know. So I did identify myself. I was not rude. I asked if you had permits. I asked if anybody, not you, you weren't there, mm-hmm. your mother and father.
No.
I asked.
Yeah, let her speak.
I asked if you had permits or who said you could be there, and through the language barrier, it sounded like there wasn't any other than a health permit, which I would expect you to have. The reason I went there was because somebody told me about it. It was a Friday night. Mike was out sick that day, so I went to just ask some questions because it was reported. This was, first of all, it's his business. So it's not a garage sale situation. He's moved the business to the front yard. So, and also the trailer was set up to be semi-permanent. It had straw around the bottom. So I asked some questions. And then I called Andy mm-hmm. from their property and asked him the questions. And he said, no, it's not allowed. Mm-hmm. And so he said, just tell them they can't do it, which I did. And then they continued to serve people. Those are the people that I asked to leave. I said, you can't keep serving. So that's how it went.
I don't understand why you felt the need to go investigate that on a Friday night. I get called all the time.
Well, and they had on Facebook that they were going to run it the next 2 days.
We got a guy who's had doing garage sales endlessly on 571. Did you ever stop? I mean, multiple times. He must have had 20 before Mike finally sent him a notice. 20 in a 6-month span. Did you ever feel the need to go tell him to shut it down?
I have talked to him, yes.
Well, I didn't think that was our right.
It's not our right or our responsibility. First of all, we can't go on somebody's property and tell them to stop. We're not the police.
Right.
I checked with Andy, and that's what he said. So
Andy told you to go there?
No, he didn't tell me to go there. I was already there. I called him from the property. I wanted to know first if they had something that allowed them to be there. This is an R1 AAA property. It's a residential lot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you don't know. That's your assumption that they put their food truck out with straw all around. That's your assumption that it was going to be permanent. If it's permanent, it's a whole other story. But even
I didn't
then,
say permanent. I said semi.
Even then, that's not your responsibility to go to somebody's property and tell other people to leave.
Okay, I'm done defending myself. I told you what the situation was. I talked to Andy. All I did was ask them to not do it until they could. I gave Mike's number. I gave them my number. I said, you need to check with the zoning, but just done for the weekend.
It sounds like you asked their people who were there to leave.
I asked them to shut down.
Again,
and when the people said, are they
your responsibilities? We're okay. Not the police here. We're not the judge. We're not the prosecutor.
Except maybe you.
Did.
I'm not.
Did your mom have something she wanted to say?
Quería decir algo.
Yeah, I tell the lady, hi, how are you?
Good.
This is not good for you.
You
is legal. You got papers here? You for sale here?
She was asking her, you know, if she had, you know, permits and stuff to be, you know, selling on the property. And, you know, when, like she said, you know, maybe there was a language barrier, you know, which I understand. But, you know, one of the biggest things that upset me is for someone to upset my mother, for her to be crying after everybody left and the place was shut down, that made me very uncomfortable, and it's just not right.
And my mom should not feel unsafe at her property when.
Absolutely.
And for me, the irony is, you're asking people to leave our property, and you expect them to leave, but you can't do that.
Right.
And it's like, my mom takes so much because of the language barrier, and for her to just do that was like, no, that's not okay.
It's not right for any of us to go to somebody's property.
Yeah, you're an adult, and it's like you're upsetting her because you're disrespecting her rights of her asking you to leave her property.
Right.
And my mother should not have to repeat herself more than once asking you to leave.
Right.
And I shouldn't have to ask you as well to leave, and you're still there. Yes, there may have been a language barrier, but you being rude and the tone of your voice can translate into any language. Because I got it, she got it, my father got it. So it's like, you're saying you weren't rude. You may have not been rude, but, and I will admit, I was rude. Am I gonna apologize for it? No, because I should have not had to ask you multiple times to leave our property. And asking to see documentation of the license and permits and everything. And she's like, I need to see proof that, yeah. And my mom was like, are you an inspector? Like, and she was like, no. So.
And she did not leave until everybody, you know, left and the place was shut down. And the only reason that, you know, it was shut down was because I said, you know what? I'm not trying to cause any trouble. I'm going to go ahead and shut down. call Mike, Mr. Mike, Monday morning, and, you know, try to figure out and do it the right way and ask questions on, you know, on having a permit and stuff like that. So I was just respectful and told them, you know what, go ahead, shut down. We'll take care of it on Monday. We went ahead and moved our food truck like we always do. We, you know, took it up to New Carlisle. We're known around, you know, the New Carlisle area. We've lived out in Autumn 571, I mean, numerous years, probably 10 plus years. And before that, we lived right around the corner on Palmer, you know, for another five, six years. So we've been in the area for a while, you know, and it's the first time that, you know, it's just, it was one thing that was, you know, very disrespectful. And like I stated before, you maybe we did wrong, maybe we didn't, but, you know, it should be addressed. And I would, you know, I want it to be addressed.
And so. My mother also stated that she had never felt so humiliated in her life. And for the fact to happen on her home.
Yeah.
She was embarrassed, and she was just very upset about it. She's like, this has never happened to me. And just for it to be an actual trustee from Bethel Township was even more that got to her. She was like, no.
Understand, this is not coming from the trustees. This is coming from Julie. I would
for her to use her title that way,
right.
And it's like you used it very wrong. So it's like we all have titles and we should know when to use them. And if you're going to use your title for something that might come back on you, that's not okay, because then that looks bad on your guys' part.
Right.
Definitely.
I do just want to say one more thing. I could not leave because there was a car behind me.
We have a wraparound. There was no cars.
I didn't know that. It was dark. I didn't know there was any parking. I didn't know what your property was like.
That's not an excuse. You could have still left and gotten back in your car, or you could have done
something. I stood right there with the door open waiting for them to leave.
I am sorry that happened to you. I would ask the police to investigate that and, you know, see if you need to get a restraining order or whatever. That is totally, totally, totally wrong.
Okay.
And it is not a reflection from me or the Board of Trustees. It is totally a reflection of Julie Reese. I can't apologize enough. It's totally wrong.
If
we're completely honest, you guys are not the one to apologize. I believe it's right for Julie to apologize to my mother. You guys have nothing to apologize for, because like I said, you guys did no wrong. She just used her title incorrectly to try to get her something done, but it was not, there's no reason for you to apologize, and we really appreciate you, but the person that should apologize is the one that committed the actions.
So let me just restate. I got a call of concern from a citizen and I went to look. So that's how it started. I did not come there being rude. I asked first if there was any permission. Had you been given permission to be there? And, well, you can shake your head, but, you know, there's two sides to the story. So, I mean, I apologize if you think I was rude, but I was there as a trustee because I would not be there otherwise asking you. I went as a trustee. Okay, now they can say it's wrong, and maybe it was. I don't know because, like I said, I called the township administrator. So,
I would like to see the ruling and, you know, the job duties for a trustee. And as you stated, you work around the clock. So I would like to see that, you know, what are the duties for a trustee and what, you okay. know, they can and can't do.
Well, we definitely cannot go to people's property and tell them to cease and desist. We cannot do that. That's beyond the scope of our ability. We do have a zoning inspector. I've been a trustee for 18 years. Our protocol has always been, if somebody calls, I may drive by and look at it, but I always pass it to the zoning person. And if they want me to go with them to check it out, I'll go. You did that on Bethelville. I did that on Westland, multiple other properties. We have at least 10 zoning violations going on right now in our community that we know about. There's probably 30 more. I can't recall a single time ever that a trustee went up and said, stop, don't do this anymore.
When I went to Bethelville, I talked to Andy, I talked to Mike, and I called the Miami County Sheriff's Department before I ever visited that property. When I visited it, nobody lived there. It was with those guys and it was with the deputy sheriff. There, we don't have that right.
I called Andy, in fact, to ask him if I should call the sheriff, and that didn't happen.
He should have been called. The sheriff should have been called, even on our end, but, you know, once again, we just didn't want to.
And I would have been fine with that. Yeah. You know, I apologize for not knowing every protocol mm-hmm. to come out and do that, but I also felt there was kind of a safety issue because you are right on 571, and there's no parking. I mean, I had to back out and was, you know, that's a big deal to back out of a driveway. And I didn't know there was a loop. I didn't know, so that's why I waited for the car to back out. Yeah. I left right after that because I couldn't get out. So,
when we set up out there, you know, we told people they were allowed to park on our grass, mm-hmm. and everyone that would come would be advised that they could go around the driveway, and mm-hmm. you know, that it could be looped around and stuff. So, mm-hmm. that
wasn't in the Facebook post.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't on Facebook.
I've got something to say. If it's my turn to talk now, since we're doing this.
Yeah.
I'm a resident here in this township as well. Just recently elected to trustee. You're running a business without a business license on your property that you're residing in. Clearly, there's a conflict. And neither one of these three have any more power than the other one. They're all equal here, okay? So nobody has the right to force anybody else to apologize for anything because they're all equal. And I do know for a fact that one of these trustees, not Mrs. Reese, did make visits to property without a sheriff. Recently, I attended a meeting where it was acknowledged that that person did that and told them that they didn't have a right to be on that property either because the property was in foreclosure. So things happen all the time. Mm-hmm. Things happen all the time. She did her due diligence. She called the zoning inspector, the person in charge. She called them. He wasn't available. She asked you to stop. I mean, I don't know what more she could have done. And let me finish, because I've listened to you, okay? I've listened to you. Mm-hmm. Let me finish, because you are not the where-all to end-all here. You're not. She had every right to visit. If there was a citizen complaint, she had every right to visit that property and see what was going on.
She absolutely had a right to visit. She does not have a right to be rude. She does not have a right.
You don't know that she was, Beth. You don't know that she was. You have their side and you have her side.
She does not have a right to tell people to leave somebody else's property.
She asked them
okay,
to
I didn't. I
right.
didn't tell them to leave.
You
I told them
right
it wasn't open.
You asked them to cease and desist. Big difference, Beth.
There is not
big
a right
difference.
To cease and desist. Big. We don't have that ability.
If they don't have a legal right to operate a business on 571, given the zoning, then she did have a right.
And we have a procedure to handle that.
And she followed your procedure.
No,
it's not her
she
responsibility.
Did not.
It's not her responsibility to make sure Mike shows up. She went out on a citizen complaint, a resident of this township complaint. She went out. And let me just preface
which is
one
you go
thing.
Out, you drive by, you see what's going on, and you report it to Mike.
And she also
and there's
said,
a proper procedure to do
and she also said that it was a hazard. There was a hazard there.
She defined it as a hazard. Does she have an expertise? Are you a civil engineer? You work for ODOT?
No, I felt that it was not a good spot for it. That it was
and
that was totally my
it.
Feeling because
well,
cars
the
were
elected her to make that judgment, Beth.
Not on ODOT roads. We don't have that ability.
They elected her to protect their interests.
We don't have the ability.
They elected her
we
to
don't
protect
have
their
the right.
Okay, let's just stop.
Yeah, it's done.
Let's stop because this is a total embarrassment. To this township. I cannot
well.
Believe this. I am sorry. Please take this further, okay?
Yes.
Because this is wrong. Mm. Can we do anything else for you this morning?
No, that was it.
I am sorry that happened.
I am
where
sorry
is your
too.
Truck normally? Up there, right in New Carlisle?
Yes, we're normally set up in New Carlisle at Deems Automotive.
Yes,
it's now
yeah,
closed
I thought
down.
I'd saw it there. Okay.
Yes, sir. And we've mostly been, we were part of the La Condesa grocery store number 2
oh.
in New Carlisle. So now, you know, we just do the food truck. So we're normally uptown and we decided, you know, to right, 571, and so that you know that's what we wanted to bring up and bring up to the meeting, and you know that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please,
thank
like
you.
I say, do everything that you can there, and thank you. I'm going. My term's over the 31st. Your new trustee is Kama.
And I will follow up with the Miami County Prosecutor, since we don't say anything about it, I feel like you probably had a right to do it. Maybe not every day, but sounds like this was just for the weekend, which in my mind falls under the garage sale. It's your food truck. It's your property. But I will follow up with the prosecutor. And can I get your number and I'll give it to Andy and he can follow up with that. Or do you have their number, Mike?
They yes, don't. Mr. Mike has my number.
Okay, I'll get
we already
it from
talked
Mike.
And he also said he was gonna look into it. He did mention to me and there was nothing for it and pretty much it's not allowed, but there's maybe a possibility in the future to look into it and
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe it'd be a possibility, so.
Yeah, I gonna disagree with you there. I think it may be allowed, but I don't know. So let's check
yeah.
with the prosecutor.
It's his business,
and,
Beth.
Well, a garage sale is a business too. If he's not doing it permanently on his property, if it's just an occasional once or twice a year, I don't know. That's why we'll check with Chris Engler and see what he says. All right. Thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Coming
yeah.
in.
Sorry
I am
again.
Very sorry.
Yeah, no worries, and thank you very much for looking into it.
Yeah, and the prosecutor's kind of slow, like
yeah,
4 or 6 weeks, but we'll get back to you
yeah,
one way or
no
the other.
Yeah, no worries. Like I said, you know, just hope to hear from you guys and, you know, see what we have to do about it. So.
All right.
All righty?
Okay, thank you.
So are we
thank
good
you for
to
coming
leave?
In.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, thank you're welcome you. To stay too, but.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you guys.
All right,
have a good
you.
Day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Under item number one, the ARPA purchase, Mike, do you know more about these?
Just as far as the trailer is here, it's out there. You can
see. Oh, you already got it. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yep.
The mini dump, from I looked over the specs and all, that it had to plow. It has the everything that it needed, other than if the guys decide they want a power tail or lift gate, whatever you call it. I think that was a great purchase. I don't know what this other is, these packs.
Yeah, the rip packs.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rip packs and the fans, they have been ordered. Those take a while to get in. But yeah, did you want to know what they are exactly? You kind
no,
of just,
no, no,
okay,
no. We
okay.
went over that and explained all that in the meeting. Said Andy and Josh is going to order the shed. The radios are in process of being ordered. They're getting everyone's boot sizes, and then they're getting the price and availability of the recliner chairs for the firemen. I guess those go upstairs. So.
Yeah.
Down under trustee items, Julie, you got minutes?
Yeah, so just a couple things. I thought we would finish the 9:19 minutes today, but I didn't realize Debbie was not going to be here, so we can delay that again. And I just want to let you know I will no longer be doing the workshop minutes. And also, I would like to see a plan for catching up on all the outstanding minutes.
I have asked Debbie to have all of those minutes because we got to approve those before the end of the year. And she will get those ready, and we'll have some at our next meeting. And then the remainder we'll do after Christmas there at that meeting. So, Beth, you have what on road department?
Well, I think I want to talk a little bit about raises for Andy and Robert.
Okay.
I'll wait till executive session when we have Andy and Debbie here to do it for...
Billy and Robert?
Sorry.
Okay.
Billy and Robert, yeah. I'm losing it this morning. For Billy and Robert, so they make about... $18, and I need to double check with Debbie that we have this money, but I will do that if we can agree on a price, just to make sure. They earn $18.55 for Billy and Robert at $18.87.
$18.55
for Billy and Robert at $18.87. They both have their CDL. They're both independent. Andy guides them, but they work independently. It's not like we're telling them no. So if you look at, if you're going to hire a lawn care person, it's anywhere from 13 to 22. And a local CDL license, you can speak to this better, is what I looked up was $17 to $45. So I would propose like a $2 raise for them. That would put them at $20.55 and something else. Debbie did ask that if we were going to do their wage increases, that we do it in concrete amounts rather than percentage. It makes it
right.
Easier for her to put into the system. So I don't know what you guys are thinking, what your feelings are on
that. And what was Robert?
Oh, sorry, $18.87.
$87.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Uh-oh. Well, let's not talk about that.
Good morning, Robert.
Morning.
Okay. And we'll talk about that in executive session.
Well, we can. I'd like to do it so that we can vote on it next week, but we can also vote it on the 26th.
Well, it'd be nice just to go ahead and do it next week if we could.
Okay.
So,
we can make a motion to go into executive session. Can you do that, Mike, since we don't have Debbie here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we want to go through these other items?
Sure.
I don't really think there's anything here. Huber Heights annexation, there's not going to be any updates on that until after the first of the year, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The massage parlor, we don't know anything on that. The trees on Singer. There's I don't know that we'll ever do anything on that now.
the trees on Singer.
Yeah.
So we're not clearing the trees?
Well, the road crew cleared all of the ones that they could clear. We needed to get with an arborist to determine the condition of the big trees that was there. And we have not done that yet. I guess that'll be up to you guys if you would like to pursue that. I did give the park, I got the park down there. We still have work to do, and we'll still have work in the beginning of the year. But I'm doing that for the Metro Parks, so that don't have anything to do. The houses are down. Basically, what
we
got.
The houses are down? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Everything's down. And I think all the debris that gets hauled out is hauled out other than all of the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to haul all the concrete out. There is a lot of concrete.
Wow.
Concrete must have been cheap 100 years ago. Cause,
where do you take it to?
Down close to our training site, there's Barrett Paving has a place you can dump all the concrete.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's going on with that. Archive Social, I don't think there's anything there. And the park over here, the updates, there's nothing new on that. So is there any other discussion topics?
I was just going to bring up again, the public hearing will be on the 12th. I gave you guys some information on that, and I sent out
6:30 for both of them.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'll start working on the agenda and try to get you a copy of those minutes to look over.
This iron workers one.
Mm-hmm.
What is okay. This is just the other people's property.
Yeah, it's weird. Those lines are weird and old. It's, yeah. The church and the old parsonage, but now a resident lives back in there.
So what's this little tiny area back here? How they don't look like the property.
I think
tight.
The church owns it. Yeah, it's just
what?
I think the church owns it. It's something that was done years and years ago. That's why those lines are just doesn't make any sense. And they're two separate addresses as well. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's weird. There's a lot of weird stuff and Brant that never got changed.
Okay.
But that's just one of them.
So they're wanting to change it from R1 AAA to industrial.
Yeah, and combine it. They already own it.
And combine.
Yeah, they just want to rezone and combine it all as one big parcel. And there's like a kind of a preliminary idea of what their parking lot's going to be. Mm-hmm. So
they are pretty tight on parking when you drive.
That's a good thing. There won't be no houses built there. So
won't be any houses, and but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a bigger place than Ironworkers ever had. I know where they were down deep. Okay, anything else?
That's all that I got.
Julie, you have anything?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then we need a motion to go into executive session.
Is there...
I make a motion to
can I just make a comment first?
Oh, sure.
Since Debbie's not here and we need her for this executive session, maybe we should delay it.
That mic.
To tell us if it fits in the financials?
Oh, no, I'm going to wait to hear. If we can make a decision here, we'll talk to Debbie. I'm pretty sure it does. I've already had some discussions with her about it. So, I mean, unless we're going to, like, triple their wage, then I don't.
Yeah, I've never sat in for Debbie on executive session, but if you guys are confident I'm able to do that,
You won't really be. We just need to come up with what we think it should be, and then we run it by Debbie.
Yeah, I just
make
know
sure
the
finances
to get
is
into
there.
Executive session. I just wanted to make sure we do.
Oh, it's just a motion.
Okay.
I make a motion to go into executive session for the purposes of personnel.
I'll second it. Do we need a vote?
Yes.
Yeah, Julie Reese?
No.
Don?
Yes.
Ms. Van Heren?
Yes.
Okay.
think we have to wait anyway.
She's in there.
Can you tell me to get out?
Robert, can you go somewhere else for a little bit, please? Or are you working on something? Thank you. We're actually talking about